We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
It's a huge public health threat that we need to recognize and make moves.
Just when the fight against superbugs needs to scale up, drug companies are either going bankrupt or refusing to invest in research.
It's something that we need to be concerned about, and essentially, we need to fix the problem now before it's too late.
Dr. Bethany Wattles, a clinical pharmacist at the University of Louisville, says this is happening at a time when so-called superbugs are becoming resistant to existing antibiotics.
Because of the problems with drug resistance, where when we do have new antibiotics to the market, we have to reserve those for worst-case scenarios when there's really nothing left to treat the patient with but these new medications. We kind of have to savor those new ones that we do have come to market.
The 2020 census is coming up, and there are some things to know.
We'd never ask about Social Security number. We will never ask about maiden names. We will never ask you for donations or your party affiliation for political reasons. We won't ask any of those types of questions.
Danny Rogers, a Census Bureau partnership specialist for Central Kentucky, emphasizes that what you tell the census stays with the census.
We're sworn, we have a lifetime oath that we take to not disclose any of that information, that personal identifying information, under the penalty of $250,000, which I don't have, and 5 years in prison, which I'm too cute for.
And they're hiring.
Specifically, it's $19 an hour, 58 cents a mile reimbursement, weekly pay, and we have full-time jobs available, part-time jobs available, and flexible hours.
And we'll have all the details. Did you know?
More than half of all women in the United States will experience an unintended pregnancy by the time they reach 45.
Courtney Kissot has been researching the work of Appalachian midwives back during the Depression and World War II. She took a deep dive into the archives of the Kentucky Historical Society, coming up with oral history gems like this recording of Mary Duncan, a public health nurse in Pulaski, Wayne, and McCurry counties in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, talking about working with the untrained midwives of Appalachia.
I did talk to many of them about cleanliness, the necessity for it, because they didn't realize that many, many young mothers died of girl fever following childbirth.
In those days, a midwife could just mean an older neighbor. They were often called granny women. So just a neighbor who attended births because she was the most experienced person around, often a person with no formal education, perhaps not even literate.
Dr. Kissot's work focuses on a movement to introduce birth control to women in mountain communities.
North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Georgia, and Virginia all added family planning to their public health services between 1937 and 1942. But in Kentucky, this didn't happen until 1962.
And University of Kentucky filmmaker Catherine Axley on her documentary for PBS about Alaskan dog sled champion George Atla.
I was just surprised that a documentary had not yet been made about him.
And what was that like, sitting down to watch your own documentary airing across the country on the PBS series Independent Lens?
It was a great honor to see Atla on PBS, and I think for those in the film, to see them watch themselves on TV for a national audience, that was what made it so worth it.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.